course, honey. Come over here. Say hello to Studs, Uncle Studs.
Hello.
How are you, Gloria?
Hello, Uncle Studs.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine.
Where are we on the radio?
You certainly are.
We're not on the television.
No, no, this
on
is
the radio.
This is radio.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you don't like
it? Are you a disc jockey?
Yeah, I've been. I call myself a disc jockey.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, Lars, what kind
he
of...
He writes books, too.
Oh.
Do you write books?
Yeah, well...
They're good books, I bet. I bet they're nice.
Lars...
Comic books?
Well, comic. Someone say they're comic books.
Dolores, come on.
Dolores, do you, what kind of music do you like? You said disc jockey. You listen a lot to...
I like rock.
Oh, you like rock.
I like disco. I like it all.
Oh, yeah?
I like it. I like to dance.
Oh, yeah?
But I like the... I have my own radio in my room, and I listen to what I want to, because I can.
You can what?
I can listen to what
I want. Oh, that's good. Is that a little song? I'm
a prodigy.
You are?
Dolores.
Well, I am.
Well, Dolores is very lively, and I know that. Dolores, is a carol, perhaps, that Dolores would like to sing or something?
Oh, I jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, it's morning, it's right, what else? Open sleigh, hey, jingle bell, jingle bell. Bells up, up the ring, la 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 la. First Noel, First Noel, da da da.
Thank you, Lars, thank you. I noticed that. No, thank you, no.
I can sing a lot of them.
No, I know.
I do know a great many.
Thank you, Lars.
La 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 la.
Dolores.
I was thinking, there's a kind of crack. I was wondering. His thoughts, he was shaking his head. Smiling, kind of crack.
Well, I don't shake my head, but I'll tell you, they do not discipline that child at all. I mean, she has full reign of the entire backstage, and I'll tell you, it is hard sometimes. Let me tell you, it is not easy to have a child in the theater. Let me tell you that. But I do. She's a dear little thing. I just like to just
Colonel,
a pat once in a while.
I suppose this is question is mandatory. You raise the subject of children and discipline. I suppose you feel perhaps too much permissiveness.
Well, I tell you, we were raised. I don't know. It's hard for me to make a statement on that because I do not have any children of my own. And of course, the experts always have no children. You know, but I do feel that where we came from, we were taught always to respect our mother and our fathers and our elders, and we were taught to be respectful and polite. And we asked, we always were very respectful and polite, and I just believe today that with children have their own radios, their own telephones, their own television sets, they have everything. They just run things, and I just, I mean, I think it's nice, but I just like a little more respect.
Beulah? Beulah was smiling there.
How can you tell?
Well, I knew you were kind of quite, you weren't questioning Colonel Cracky. I was just curious.
No, I don't question. I disagree. That's all. Totally disagree. I think it's wonderful. The youth of today, that's the way it should be. We were all too restricted when we were kids. Well, I wasn't because I had a liberated mother. But I feel that the kids were restricted in many ways. And I like to see them get out and learn what it's all about. Have fun. Get on your broom and go, kids.
Madame Ogre was shaking her head, I noticed.
Well, discipline, I'm with Richard in a way, because I think, for instance, I could never have sung and had a career that I've had without the discipline of learning. Okay. You just can't go out on the stage and say, I'm a singer,
no.
I'm going to sing.
No.
You've got to have the stamina and the support and the structure behind you.
She's got a structure behind her, honey, believe me.